The Productivity Commission has questioned the effectiveness of the decades-old four pillars banking policy, describing it as redundant. In a major review of competition laws, the Commission warns the policy, which prevents mergers between major banks, is thwarting competition and might be restraining market forces that weed out and punish bad management at banks. The report also says the regulator, APRA's recent blunt intervention in reining in the hot investor property market, hurt competition and has left taxpayers with a $500 million annual bill. The warnings come days before the Royal Commission into the finance sector gets underway. The Productivity Commission Chairman, Peter Harris, spoke with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
We need an entity appointed by the government to take on very specifically the role of arguing for competition, a very strong emphasis on having unquestionably strong institutions with regulatory structures that ensure that they offer stability and certainty and confidence to Australian depositors.
The banking regulator APRA has the job of supervising the banks, but the report suggests the regulator's blunt intervention, as you call it, is actually hurting competition.
Well, we think that's quite a possibility. And the problem when you split accountability is everyone's responsible and no one's responsible.
When you refer to blunt intervention, you single out APRA's decision to impose a 30% speed limit on growth in new interest-only mortgages. And the report says that that actually ended up having a detrimental effect.
APRA quite wisely was interested in stability in the home loan market. But as I say, there isn't an entity charged with challenging or debating APRA about how it goes about doing that.
But in terms of APRA, is a 30% speed limit on growth in interest-only mortgages. Banks increased interest rates on investors and they ended up taking a massive tax deduction, and so taxpayers ended up footing the bill for that decision.
That's right. And so we say at the margin, could this have been done differently? Given the opportunity to debate the competition impacts before the macroprudential intervention takes place.
So you're suggesting that APRA needs to review or sharpen the way that it intervenes in banks or financial services because of those unintended consequences?
Yeah, give greater consideration to competition by listening to the views of a competition champion in this quite subtle and arcane world of financial regulation.
The report also takes on the four pillars policy, which is there to prevent mergers between the big four banks, suggesting it's outdated in today's world.
A policy that was put in place in support of the idea that having big four was better than having a big three or a big two, but what it's also achieved is pretty much a barrier to the failure of serious management error being, as it were, disciplined by the market. And we can see some bad decisions, bad commercial decisions by the banks themselves going back over the last 15 years or so since we've had the four pillars policy.
Is there any evidence that the four pillars policy may well have added to the scandals that we've seen in the banking sector in recent years?
I don't think I can go so far as to say that. What I can say, though, is at the moment it's an impediment to the market itself displaying any discipline on the major financial institutions should they make serious management error.
So the four pillars policy might be redundant, according to your report, but you're not suggesting that it needs to go or be overhauled?
No, we're not. It's just that perhaps it should be put back in the cupboard. Probably best to think of the four pillars policy now as redundant.
A big part of competition is meant to be a better deal from banks for consumers, but your report says that despite dramatic falls in the cash rate from the Reserve Bank to 1.5%, we haven't necessarily seen lower costs across the board.
Since the advent of the global financial crisis, the banks have been able to expand that margin, that gap between the cash rate and the rate charged for home loans, about double. So it's a substantial pointer to the fact that there is market power and it is being exercised. And moreover, it is being exercised in a quite important market, home loans.
The Productivity Commission Chairman Peter Harris speaking there with Peter Ryan.